Well, first up this hour, as we mentioned, pickleball is the fastest growing sport in North America. It is accessible and relatively easy to pick up at any age, but to be good, you got to work at it. And the 2024 Pickleball Canada Western Regional Championship is underway in Vernon. Competitors range in age from 14 to 79. We've lined up a pair of Vernon residents on each end of that age spectrum. Diane Bruchoux is 67 years old and Chayton Hauberg is 15. They are both playing this weekend and they are on the line with us now. Diane, Chayton, hello you two.
Hello.
Hey Sarah.
Hi. Chayton, I wanted to start off with you if that's okay. I'm just wondering how a teenager falls in love with pickleball.
Well, I actually started by just going out to play with my grandparents who got me out one day. And then ever since then, I really just started playing with my dad a lot. And then we played kind of casually for a year or year and a half. And then since then, I've been training like 5 days a week. So it really just started that one day playing with my grandparents. And then since then, it just spiraled into almost an addiction.
Why do you like it so much?
Well, I think it's great because like I grew up playing sports my whole life. So I played baseball when I was younger. And then now I play basketball as well. So I think it's just great for competitive spirit, you know, be able to get all the competitiveness out. And I think it's the fact that it's growing so much is great. And I think it is largely to do with the fact that everyone can play, you know what I mean? So You can have a 20-year-old playing with an 80-year-old. Like, what sport does that really happen? It's pretty much only in pickleball at this point,
yeah.
Which is a great selling factor for the sport.
What do your friends think of you playing pickleball?
It's definitely not the most popular thing, but I mean, I love it, so I don't really care what everyone else thinks.
Good for you. I bet you'll convince some of them to play too. Diane, how'd you get into pickleball?
Well, I got into pickleball about 7 years ago in Quebec, and when we were living there, and it was out of curiosity and the social aspect of it.
And
it didn't really pick up until COVID hit.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
Well, actually, so I don't know if you know the history, but pickleball actually was invented in 1965. So it's been around for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it started getting around there. And, you know, school gyms and little communities would start playing pickleball. But when COVID hit is when it really became popular.
Yeah, I thought you were saying I guess it is getting more and more popular, as you mentioned. And I understand you've introduced your own kids and your family to the sport as well. Hey, Diane?
Oh, yeah. Although they don't get to play as often. But one of the cool things about it, because we're all competitive and we're all outdoors people, and whenever they come to Vernon, we take them to the complex and we play. And just to pick up on what Chayton had said about playing with his grandparents, one of the cool things about pickleball is it's the great leveler. And I'm sure Chayton can tell you, even playing with an 80-year-old, those 14-year-olds can get smoked by the 80-year-old. And that's what's cool about it.
Have you been smoked by an 80-year-old, Chayton?
Maybe when I first started, but not in a long time.
No mercy, hey?
Nope.
Tell me a little bit more about... Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Diane.
Sorry, sir. I was going to say, but one of the things that Chayton said about why he's so good is he trains a lot. And that makes a big, big difference.
Mm-hmm.
He's really good. It doesn't have to be that. It doesn't have to be that hardcore.
Chayton, I understand this. You're tuning up for a couple of pretty big national and international tournaments too. Hey, tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah. So in August, I'm going to be going to nationals in Halifax. So I'm going to be playing there doubles with my dad, and then singles as well at a 4.0 level. So then my hope with that is, well, to win, of course. But it should be really good for recognition in terms of, like, brands and sponsorship deals and stuff. So, and then in October, I'm going to Las Vegas for a tournament as well with the PPA. And then if I'm able to get a 4.5 rating in that, I'll be able to get a sponsorship with Selkirk, which is my main goal for the future.
What would that mean for you to get a sponsorship?
Well, I think it'd be great because you get lots of free gear and then, well, a bit of money as well, which would be lovely. But it's also the recognition factor. So as I'm kind of coming up the ranks as a younger person now, having the recognition for more opportunities and stuff would be very, very good.
Hmm. Your parents are putting a lot of money into this, it sounds like. What does it mean to you to have your support? You laughed. A, why'd you laugh? And B, what does it mean to you to have that support?
Well, no, I just laughed because it's true. It's a lot of money, especially for paddles and gear and stuff, which would be another reason the sponsorship is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it means a lot to me, having them supporting me and driving me to tournaments and stuff like that. I wouldn't be able to do it without them.
What does a good paddle cost these days?
Depends on what you consider a good paddle, but usually $300 or up.
Whoa, holy. Diane, what is it like for you to hear Chaitin talk about his goals and how committed he is to the sport?
I think it's exciting. I think it's really cool. If you think about it, as he's describing it, it's almost like going into hockey and the amount of money, well, not the same amount of money, but still, it's that dedication to the sport and getting better and moving up. And he may be looking at going into the pros.
Yeah.
And there are pro leagues, which is very cool. Someday they're recommending that this goes into the Olympics. So there's huge opportunities for youth. It's awesome.
Oh, Chaitin, can you imagine playing in the Olympics?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to maybe having that opportunity in the future.
Yeah.
It'll be a perfect age, you know, around 25, mid-20s or so, when it's probably going to get introduced. So it'll be a perfect age for me.
Yeah.
To try and get really good at that.
Yeah. Diane, any? I mean, you already had a little bit of, praise for Chaitin, but any words of advice or anything you'd like to say to him as you're heading into this weekend and as he's moving through his career in these early days?
None. He's doing it well. It sounds like he's got it all together and he's got good parents that help him.
Yeah, yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Chaitin. And I was going to ask, I wanted to ask, what you might say, each one of you, to someone who might be a little bit nervous about playing pickleball or who, might be thinking about picking it up, but doesn't know what they want to or not. What would you guys say? You go ahead first, Chaitin.
Yeah, there's nothing to be nervous about at all, like, especially when you're just starting playing. Like, everyone's supportive. Like, if you look at the whole community, it's a very supportive community. You can play at recreational levels pretty easily. And, yeah, there's nothing really to be nervous about at all. Like, everyone's just going to accept you and help you grow and learn. So it's a great community that-wise.
Yeah. Diane?
Yeah, I'd echo that. The other thing is that when you first come into it, is be realistic about your skills. Come in, start learning. And what I love about pickleball is it's not so much the competition against other people, but it's the competition about yourself and your improvement. And you can go as far as what Chaitin's talking about, but you can also just come in and play once a week and have fun and have the social aspect of it. So it's actually really there for anybody and whatever they want to get out of it.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like it's brought...
Well, that's what makes it addictive.
Yeah. It's brought both of you a lot of joy. I really enjoyed chatting with both of you. Thanks very much, and good luck this weekend, you two.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye,
guys. That was 15-year-old Chaitin Hauberg. He's entering grade 10 this fall at Kalamalka Senior Secondary, and he was joined by Diane Brushew. She's a semi-retired leadership coach based in Vernon. The 2024 Pickleball Canada Western Regional Championship is underway in Vernon. It runs until Sunday at the Marshall Fields Pickleball Facility.